You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
94.3 The Shark, everything that rocks. An awesome guy on the line. It's Orlando and Rob Rush. We are talking to Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Michael Anthony, whose new album with Sammy in the Circle is out today, Lockdown 2020. First of all, Michael, good morning.
How you doing, guys? Good morning to you, too. Or no, it's afternoon.
Well, I mean, we're all in the rock business. It really,
right?
Yeah, pretty much.
We'll just say that. We'll just say it's 5 o'clock somewhere. How about that?
Oh, okay.
So, Michael, we have been watching all these videos get released throughout the entire lockdown. Now there's a whole collection. When you were doing these, was there always an idea to do a full album, or did this just start one song at a time?
You know, at first we thought about doing a full album, but with the lockdown and everything going on, you know, we're a band. We've always been guys that want to play. We need to be together in the studio to do that. But, the first song that's on the album, Funky Feng Shui, is something that we kind of jammed backstage, an original idea. And after that, we just thought, hey, let's do something for the fans, just some little snippets of some of our, you know, some of the songs that we kind of grew up on or that are really cool, and just to let the fans know that we're still around and to be there for the fans. And it just kind of like blossomed into putting it out on an album.
You know, you have so many songs on here, Mike. You have covers from The Who. You actually do a few Van Halen songs, Bob Marley, Little Richard. Was there like a song that you guys did and maybe you thought would be too weird to include on the album? Because some people, Jeff Pilson and George Lynch have a new album out called Heavy Hitters, which is kind of the same thing. And they did like Joan Osborne, One of Us. They've done Oasis, Champagne Supernova. So is there a song that you guys did and was like, yeah, that might be a little too weird for us to release?
You know what? It hadn't gotten to that point yet, but I'm sure it probably would have gotten to the point to where somebody would have suggested a Partridge Family song or something, and that's probably where we would have had to draw the line.
Well, that's okay.
We're on the line with the legendary Michael Anthony on 94.3 The Shark, everything that rocks. Sammy in the Circle's Lockdown 2020 is being released today. Now, Michael, there are three Van Halen songs on it, done completely different than how you originally recorded them. Were you unaware of certain elements to those songs, and did you listen to them in a completely different way while recording them in a lockdown mode?
You know, I think it's listening to them a different way in the lockdown mode. You know, right now, let's say, for example, we weren't going to, you know, nobody's going to play a keyboard or whatever, and so we thought, you know, let's just have Vic kind of do a, you know, do like kind of the thing on the guitar, and that song turned out way different than obviously how it was on the Van Halen record. And I was really pleased with the way that turned out. But we just kind of interpreted them the way that we felt at the time, you know. We go, hey, let's, you know, when Sam said, hey, let's do, you know, the Little Richard song, you know, Keep on Knocking. We just kind of did it our own way.
You know, so many people had horrible 2020s. I think the whole world had horrible 2020s. And then, of course, we heard about Eddie passing in October. If you could just, you know, I can say to myself, well, I can remember one thing about a friend if he passed away. What would be the first thing that comes to your mind, you know, about remembering Eddie? Just the first thing.
Of him just being so humble and shy when somebody would pay him a compliment. He hated to be paid compliments because he just figured that he was just some kid playing and played guitar.
You know, it's
never let the fame of how good he was, or, you know, the attention of it, go to his dad.
We are on the line with Michael Anthony on 94.3.
Yes, you are. Hey, Rob, there's a good friend of yours, Bill Plack. He told me to give you a bunch of crap, but I'm
well,
I
you know what? Ask,
I can't do
all right, here's the deal. All right, so Bill Plack's, Michael, he wanted to know why you didn't record a Coro song or a laissez-faire song for this covers album. You know, those are some freestyle bands. TKA next time, okay?
There you go.
Mike, are you going to get mad at me if I say that Van Halen was a family affair and my dad and I listened? Because I mean this in the best possible way, but Van Halen was a family affair. And you guys are doing songs that perhaps you grew up with. And did that weigh on your mind that you guys were doing songs that maybe you could introduce from your childhoods?
No, not really. I mean, it would blow my mind after a while. Now people come up to me, you know, some good-looking girl comes up to me and goes, "Hey, can I have your autograph for my dad?" You know. But, you know, we always, you know, even from the beginning, you know, we play music that we grew up on, and it's cool that even a lot of these younger bands use us that kind of influence now, you know.
You know, we don't know when touring is going to resume this year. Some people say it could be late 21, others say early 22. What would...
No, don't say that!
Bill Plax said that, Mike. Bill Plax was the one that told me.
Blame him.
Yeah, got it. Okay, that's...
So, but my question for you would be, I guess, with all of this time that we could possibly have on our hands, what are you going to do personally, or what have you been doing personally? Have you been reading more? What have you been doing, you know, just to pass the time besides playing?
Pretty much just spending a lot of family time. I have a father who's pretty old, and of course you're worried about how the older people are handling this whole thing with the pandemic. My father's he's going to be 97 years old.
God bless him.
And I mean, he's still great. He's been to all of our he comes to all the shows. He's been to the circle shows or whatever. And you know, just making sure that he's okay. You know, it's a lot of family time, a lot of time to be close to the family, and then of course be Jones and to get out and play.
Michael, I think we have one question each. We're on the line with Michael Anthony on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. Get Sammy in the Circles, Lockdown 2020 today. Mike, we have been arguing about this on 94.3 The Shark all year. You need to settle something for us.
Let me clarify something for you. Go ahead.
On Van Halen's Runaround for Unlawful Carnal Knowledge, the lyrics are listed two ways on four sites. Is it "I won't, but I want it," or "I want what I wanted"?
I think it was "I want, but I want it."
See, you don't even know.
No. It's "I want, but I want it."
I want, but all right.
Walk.
I want.
Walk.
I walk, but I want it.
Yeah.
So all the sites are wrong.
Yeah, pretty much. Unless I'm wrong.
I walk, but I want it.
Who knows? Should I ask? Should I get my phone out and ask Thuri right now? she can clarify the whole thing for us.
I've been singing it wrong for 30 years, and then one day I realized I was, so I checked some lyric sites, and they were all different.
Really?
Yep.
And what are a couple of the ones that you heard again?
"I won't, but I want it." Or "I want what I wanted."
No, "I want what I wanted," definitely wrong.
So you're saying that you can't believe what you see or hear on the internet?
Exactly.
Wow. Who would have thought, man?
"I walk, but I want it." Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And Mike, we're going to let Rob ask the final question, but thank you so much for joining us.
Great, Brian. Great talking to you guys. And, you know, obviously when this thing opens up enough where we can get out and play, we're definitely going to be out there on your side of the coast there and playing shows.
That would be great. And I guess my final question would be for you, Mike, besides knowing that Bill Plax is an idiot.
Well, I'm going to get it from Bill after we're off the line. He's listening to all this.
Besides knowing that fact, and that's also written on the internet, what is your favorite thing to do when you get to New York, specifically when you played Long Island? I know you've been to the island numerous times, so is there always like a special spot that you would go to, or is it just go to the tour bus and then get to the next show?
No, it's, you know, whenever I come out that way, the first thing that I would, even in the early days, the first thing that I always try to do is to find something to eat on the street. Local food, whatever it is.
Well, pizza is definitely pizza, the local food,
you know,
here.
What?
Pizza is definitely the local food. Pizza and bagels.
Well, and that's what I do. I go out and I look for the pizza joint and get me a nice big slab.
Michael, this was a blast. We truly appreciate you joining us. This door is always open.
Hey, it's great talking to you guys, and we come out that way, and I'll come out there and visit you.
Thank you, Michael.
Be good, brother.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
And Bill, suck
it. Take care, guys. Yeah, Rob, go listen to some Cover Girls now, all right? No, we know you're gonna. All right?
All right, I will.
Later, bye.
Talk to you later, guys.
Okay, guys.